Chapter 5. What is an innocent civilian? According to Webster's Dictionary, a civilian is any person not an active member of the armed forces or of an official force having police power. Cambridge Dictionaries Online says one is innocent if not guilty of a particular crime, and goes on to say, an innocent person is someone who is not involved with any military group or war in a particular harmful situation. As a sample of common usage under this definition, Cambridge offers the statement, thousands of innocent civilians were killed in the conflict. Government and media routinely use the expression innocent civilians in this manner. It does make sense, of course, that one not guilty of a particular crime would be innocent. However, to go on in the same definition and state that not being involved with any military group or war is another indicator of innocence draws into the definition a subject that really does not seem to belong. If what a military group is doing does not make the soldiers guilty of anything, how could a civilian's involvement with or support of his military cause him to lose his innocent status? Is it a crime to kill your enemy when out of uniform, but not when in uniform? Along the same lines, is the one pulling the trigger in a war any more responsible for the killing than the one building, selling, or buying the rifle? If there are rules that answer these questions, who makes up these rules? And who appointed the rule makers? Consider the following list of people and see if you can easily and comfortably decide who is involved and who is not. Number 1, a soldier firing at the enemy. Number 2, a radio man calling in air support for troops in battle. Number 3, a fighter pilot shooting rockets at the enemy. Number 4, a jet mechanic servicing the jet fighter. Number 5, a truck driver delivering jet fighter fuel to the airbase. Number 6, a caterer selling sandwiches to the pilots at the airbase. Number 7, a factory worker producing boots for soldiers in the field. Number 8, a cement worker building the airfield at the Air Force Base. Number 9, a welder in a factory building planes that will bomb the enemy. Number 10, a patriotic taxpayer contributing to the government so it can purchase weapons. Number 11, an apathetic dolt lacking the foggiest idea who his government is killing but favoring a military strike to keep gas prices down. Number 12, the soldier's mother who sends him cookies to cheer him up. Number 13, the child who asks God to help his daddy kill the enemy. So, where did you draw the line? Who is involved? Who is innocent? Webster's definition of civilian clearly relies upon the terms armed forces, and official force having police power. Who decides what constitutes an armed force, or for that matter, what is official? It certainly appears that such decisions are made by self-serving people in positions of power, people who dictate rules and labels to simultaneously advantage themselves and smear any who may oppose them. King George of England, for example, considered the colonial Minutemen in the woods and the new U.S. Army in the field to be nothing more than British subjects, civilians, guilty of insurrection and treason. Well, at least until the Americans administered a final humiliating defeat to his official armed forces. During the Vietnam War, America's official armed forces found themselves in King George's shoes. American troops faced the awful task of deciding which children were tossing grenades and which were just playing stickball. Involved meant trying to kill you. Wait until you were sure and you might be dead. Kill before you were sure and spend the rest of your life hating yourself. Putting men in that environment with a vague mission and unclear purpose is a prescription for insanity.